Live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. It's the Midnight Rider. Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, my name is Mike Chambers. It is Tuesday night, the 21st of August, 2007. Tonight we are going to focus on this big meeting that they had up in Montebello, Quebec, Canada, of the Security and Prosperity Partnership. They call it Bush and Harper and this Calderon, the three amigos, as they're up there selling, Bush is selling, giving away more of our sovereignty and this country away in the name of a regional government. And as you get to the press conference, well, do you deny this? Well, I hate to tell you about the conspiracy theory. You see, people kind of in the dark places talking about this, you know, how we're trying to take something from them, you know. We're just trying to make some money here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have Connie Fogel on tonight with the Canadian Action Party, and also Adam Rott with OklahomaCorridorWatch.com are going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. They'll be with us, and we want to hear from you tonight. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we'll get to them here in just a couple of minutes. I drove my wife down to her mother's house today. She had tripped over the dog on the stairs and broke her foot. And so she's at mom's house recovering and that kind of thing. And so as I'm going down there, we had last Saturday night here, we'd gotten the remnants of Tropical Storm Aaron, and it got a hold of some warm air and a lot of moisture and just went nuts here in Oklahoma. And I went over a river called the Ouachita River, which is south of Oklahoma City, probably by about 50 miles. And this thing is out of its banks. I mean, you would not believe how bad out of its banks it is. And the water flowing just tremendously fast. I saw a group of people trying to get into their house. They were unloading a bass boat so they could get to the house and be able to get in their stuff. I mean, some of this water was extremely high. And the bridge that goes over this Ouachita River, I know the water was probably less than a foot from the bottom of the span of the bridge. And, it was incredible. Just watching this, and places all over, pasture flooded, and it's what, 3 days removed. Just huge amounts of rain and water that were dumped by this thing, and it was been downgraded to like a tropical depression. So it was absolutely huge watching that, and the water is not receding at all. This river is just, I mean, it's flowing like you would not believe. I mean, trees that you know are 40, 50, 60 feet high. In places that are, you know, down in a low spot, they're covered, completely covered. I just could not believe it as we went by it, and it was just incredible. But Mother Nature is an interesting thing. Hurricane Dean hit the Yucatan, and so it's been downgraded to a Category 1 storm. It may or may not re-intensify. Let's hope it doesn't, quite honestly. And if it does, then, you know, and you always wonder, too, if it's going to make that little right-hand turn, you know, a little right-hand turn to the north, to head on up towards the refineries and that type of stuff, and maybe New Orleans again, a la Katrina. But weather is a freaky thing, and with the manipulation, the modification, the chemtrails now, that's really crazy. All right, we'll come back with our guest on the other side of the program. This on the other side of the break, this is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Manny picking the hits and playing them. Always sounded good. Yeah, you gotta love it. Tonight we're going to talk about the North American Union. If you want to join us in the program tonight, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We've got Adam Rott with us from OklahomaCorridorWatch.com. Adam, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Mike. Yourself?
I am doing superb. Trying to get still reach for Connie Fogel. I know she was traveling, supposed to be in Toronto tonight. So hopefully we'll be able to get in touch with her, but we're at the moment not able to get a hold of her as of yet. So, but when we do, we will bring her onto the program. So this this whole meeting, I guess, finally adjourned today with the three big guys, also known as the Three Amigos.
Yes.
what a stupid name. Well, it's probably apt, you know, quite honestly. It looks kind of like a Martin Short production. But the Three Amigos, I guess, came out and made their big press conference and all of that. What's the word that you've heard on the meeting here?
Well, I do know that the meeting actually ended earlier than it was supposed to.
Right.
Yeah, because of, you were talking about the hurricanes earlier, and yeah, because of Hurricane Dean, I believe it is. And basically, what I've heard so far is that it's just more of the same what we've been hearing. The more movement towards the North American Union. And there was an interesting question that was asked during the press conference right before the meeting officially broke up, and one of the reporters asked the separate heads of state about the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway, And it was very interesting a response that he got from them, and because it was basically a complete write-off. Stephen Harper went off and started talking about how the SPP is just about harmonizing jelly beans, and it's really just jelly beans that they're talking about. President Bush just said that it's a bunch of conspiracy theorists, and they don't know what they're talking about, and you just have to get used to it. So once again, it just seems to be right out in our face what they're talking about, what they're doing, and it's just absolute denial of what's going on.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the whole press conference, you know, is total lies. I mean, look at this one part where Bush is he's talking about the fundamentals. He says, the fundamentals of the U.S. economy are strong. Inflation is down. Lie. Interest rates are low. That's still true. Employment picture is strong. Lie. Exports are up, a little bit, but imports outweigh exports by a
ton. Right.
We grew at over 3% in the second quarter. Lie. Fundamental question, is there enough liquidity in our system as people readjust risk? And the answer is yes, there is. That's because the Federal Reserve is dumping more money in it than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah.
And so, But, yeah, it's just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
See, I was sitting there with Barney the other night. I was thinking, what's with these conspiracy theories, Barney?
Apparently, we're all just sitting around with no eyes whatsoever, and we're just making this up because we're bored. I mean, it doesn't seem to matter how much documentation there is, how much there exists of it. It doesn't really matter because we're just all nutcases who wear tinfoil hats.
Tinfoil, yes. All of us is tinfoil. I mean, we're all just crazy, lunatic people. We ought to be committed. I mean, you know, when we've got government documents that set and say, look, this is happening, this is taking place. You've got the Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act requests. You get Jerome Corsi with his FOIA request, and they get these government documents and say, yep, we're all going to merge into one country. What are we supposed to believe?
Well, my president wouldn't lie to me, would he?
No.
No.
Not a God-fearing Christian man such as myself.
Exactly. I mean, it takes a fundamental paradigm shift for people. I mean, I know it did for me, too, but to realize that government officials will actually sit there and look you in the face and lie to you. And if they aren't lying to you, they're laughing you off and ridiculing the legitimate concerns that have been raised from their own documents that we're getting this stuff from. It's amazing.
Well, if you tried to, you know, call them into subpoena about them, they just claim executive privilege, national security. Can't talk to me.
Exactly.
We'll send the dog in my place. We'll probably get more answers out of the dog than we would him anyway.
Yeah, you're yeah.
It's just ludicrous. I mean, to stand up there and lie. But the problem is that's what the mainstream press will take back and report. Well, they're talking about, you know, how they're going to not buy. And not allow imports of toys with lead-based paint on it. Oh, well, thanks a lot. Why were you out allowing it in the first place?
Right, exactly. I mean, so you've stopped this, stopped Chinese importing all these defective products. Isn't that the whole point of the Federal Trade Commission to begin with? Is not to allow defect products into our country that people can use?
Well, see, according to Aaron Burnett, who's a talking head over at CNBC, we're actually supposed to be thankful for those products and the poison food and all the stuff they send it. Because, see, if the Chinese stop, you know, selling products with lead-based paint in it and stop putting plastic in dog food and stuff, then their cost of production go up, which means the prices at Walmart would go up and their bottom line would crumble. And so we ought to be very thankful for the Chinese at this point.
Right. And yet what we're all being told by globalist shills, by the governments themselves, is that if we don't integrate our economies, if we don't come together and form a global trading bloc to be able to compete with Europe, that China is going to overtake us. China, their economy is just doing so well and so strong that we're fixing to fall behind at any time now. In fact, I think I was reading a bunch of transcripts from the SPP earlier today, and I think actually it was either Stephen Harper or President Montebello who said that North America is falling behind now in the global economy. We're trying to solve that problem with the SPP.
I got an easy way to do it. Kick him out of the port of Los Angeles and stop importing their goods. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, are the American people so willing to lose all the jobs, our entire manufacturing base, because they want to buy something for $3.98 at Walmart?
Apparently we are. I mean, because shouldn't say that, because almost every single person you talk to and you actually bring this up to them, they're not for it. I mean, it's been years since I've actually met somebody who thought that Red China was a good thing and that we should be having trade relations with them. It's only the government who thinks that this is just the greatest thing that's ever happened.
It all goes back to Nixon's trip over there, and if I remember right, somebody closely tied to that as an ambassador to China, one George Herbert Walker Bush. and also during the Clinton administration too, while it was still illegal to do business with China, you've got one of the Bush brothers, George H.W. Bush's brother, over there doing business with the Chinese.
The coincidence is, it's just a coincidence, Mike. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're over there. You need a little help. How about most favored nation treaty? Here we go, yeah. Okay, most favored nation, they got it, boom. Help them Bush boys out. I mean, it's just incredible. It's absolutely, it makes you want to scream. And then they come back and say, well, we've created this security and prosperity partnership here to help the goods of North America and try to improve the economy. I mean, when it's the exact opposite is true. I mean, because the easy way to fix it, Adam, is just stop importing.
Exactly. It's like, I was reading today documents from NASCO, North American Super Corridor Coalition, and they are still telling us that NAFTA was the greatest thing for us, that all these jobs came from NAFTA, and NAFTA's helped our economy, and we're doing so well. Is it just the opposite? There are hundreds of documents all over the place, news articles, public citizens put out stuff. NAFTA has been such a bad thing for our economy, and not just our economy, but the Mexican economy as well.
Because, I mean, they got a little bit of a bump out of it, but now, hey, they actually are starting to make a little bit of money there. Because I think like some of the companies, they're making $5-6 an hour down there, which is a fairly decent wage in Mexico. But, oh, wow, the Indonesians will work cheaper. Bye. Got to go.
Exactly. It's the bottom line is the only point. And even now, there are problems appearing in India with everything got outsourced to India, and now Indians are starting to want to get benefits. Surprise, surprise. I mean,
what is their deal? I mean, what is the problem with people that they actually want benefits? They want to be able to take care of their families. These people are screwed up. I mean, what's the deal? First, you got the Americans doing it. Then you got the Mexicans. And then you got these crazy people over in India who are taking our phone calls for all our tech support stuff, and now they're wanting insurance and stuff. My word, what's the world coming to?
You just can't find good help anywhere, can you, Mike?
No, you can't find anybody just willing just to sacrifice it all and say, yes, boss, I'll be good from now on. but that's what they want.
It's exactly what they're looking for, everybody to sell their soul, just like the elite of the New World Order has to do it in the same process. And normal people who have families and who live normal lives, they're not going to do it.
I'm driving down a state highway today, State Highway 4, heading down South Adams from Oklahoma, so he's not going to know what I'm talking about. I'm heading down toward Chickasha to go down to Marlow to my wife's mother's house to drop her down there. Mm. And there's a road project going on. And other than the two flagmen who were Americans, the rest were Mexican.
Yeah.
That's all there were.
Exactly.
I was just totally amazed. All right, we're going to grab a break. We're talking with Adam Rott of OklahomaCorridorWatch.com. We're still trying to reach Connie Fogel with the Canadian Action Party. We're talking about the North American Union, specifically this little soiree they had up in Montebello, Quebec, Canada. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh. Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
This is the Midnight Rider. It's Tuesday night. And we're talking about the big meeting to continue the destruction of the United States of America. All smiles and platitudes, and it's a wonderful thing. Everybody walks out singing Kumbaya, even in French, because we're in Quebec. You know, Adam, do they think we're this stupid? I mean, I think that is the thing. I mean, we've got the documents, we've got the information, but to just come out when all you got to do is just say, no, there's no North American Union.
That has to be it, Mike. It has to be that they really do expect us to just lay down and not pay attention, not see what's going on. They have to think that we're this stupid. Because otherwise, they would actually try hiding it. But it's right here in our face.
Well, but see, that's been the MO of these yaks, these psychopaths for so long, and nobody paid any attention. But oh, wow, they've all got websites now, and the information's out there because they're so proud of what they're doing.
Yep, exactly. I mean, I can't fathom the mindset. If I was going to try to bring in the New World Order, I certainly would not be publishing a status updates on my website. I mean, no. The absolute outright gall that they think that the people of the world, but specifically of the United States and of North America, just aren't going to care and not pay attention or believe that it's just about jelly beans is unbelievable. It's unconscionable, frankly.
It's about jelly beans. My God. That's what we were having. I had you somewhere in the meeting, their kids stuff jelly bellies. Gotta love them, yeah.
Yeah.
Reagan had them, you know.
I mean, Harper actually said in a press conference, this is supposed to be the heads of state of North America. He actually said that the reason that the SPP is here is so jelly bean producers won't have to have two data books on where to send jelly beans. You can go look it up on the White House website. It's unbelievable. I mean... They have to think we're stupid not to think about that.
Hey, we don't want them to have two books, eh? You know what I'm talking about? The hosers? I mean, the complaint as it is. Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Don't want them to have to have two sets of data books or two sets of regulations or standards or this or that. Oh, yes, let's just all just join right together. Everybody join hands.
Yeah.
America's finished, but hey. We got standards for the jelly bean manufacturers,
exactly.
And that's what we need. That's the most important thing.
Cheap jelly beans, and we're all happy.
Yeah. Forget freedom. Forget the economy of the U.S. It's the free flow of jelly beans.
Yeah, but fortunately, there are a lot of people are paying attention. I mean, I was watching some video just a few minutes ago, actually, from a Canadian website, CBN or CBC News or something like that, Canadian News Service.
Right.
And there were over 1,000 protesters there, and all but just a minute handful. They were all peaceful protesters trying to get out there and get the attention of the government, of their respective governments. I mean, there were people from Mexico and from Canada and from the United States all there, trying to get their governments to pay attention that this is a bad idea for everybody. And what's even more amazing, Mike, is that just like how in the United States now they tell us we have free speech, but it's only in our free speech zones.
Right, yes.
They showed it on the video. They actually tried to put all these protesters who traveled from across this continent to come to this event in a field surrounded by trees out on a little farm. They actually tried to do that.
You all go over here. We're going up to the big house. My gosh. But yeah, I mean, even the White House, there's been a manual that's trickled out. How when Bush goes to these events, that they tell the local authorities or officials, whichever one you want to call them, or the local dimwits, they're supposed to set up a little area for protesters, but to keep it out of view so the president doesn't have to see it. So he doesn't actually know that people hate his freaking guts.
Yeah, it'd be such a bad thing if the president actually knew what the people thought so he could represent those views. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, well, you know, according to Laura Bush, everywhere they go, people love them.
if I had the Secret Service arranging everybody who could get in within 25 kilometers of me, I imagine that would be true as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, you mark these people off. And then you've got guys coming up in ski masks who try to engage the RCMP, which is probably American troops in Canadian uniforms. They try to engage them, and that's certainly provocateur, because what protesters are standing out on a summer day with ski caps? Ooh, that kind of gave it away. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider. Our number is 800-313-9443. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Yeah, we've got these guys provocateur and with ski caps pulled down low, like they're ninjas. Gonna take on.
it looks like what happened at the World Trade meeting in Seattle back years ago. It's totally staged. It's painfully obvious too.
Oh yeah, definitely obvious. I mean, it's like okay, we're gonna have this to make it. Oh, they're a bunch of ruffians there, these protesters. They're violent. Don't listen to them. And then you've got Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister of Canada, talking about how sad the protesters were. That they would think that this is a bad thing. We're trying to help them. We want them all to have good jelly beans. We're fighting terrorism so they don't get none of this Islamo-fascist jelly beans. And remember, we got a guy in our chat room right now, which I've not mentioned. You can get to it at MidnightRiderShow.com. Who claims he works for the Department of Homeland Security to ensure the free flow of jelly beans. And we get those in there every now and then that say, well, with Homeland Security. Yeah, okay, Chertoff, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, once you listen, you might learn something there, Chertoff. Mr. Dual Citizen Boy.
Here's another interesting thing, Mike. I got an email today from NASCO, that group out of Dallas. These people are pushing. The more I learn about them, I tell you, they are pushing the North American Union like you wouldn't believe. But they sent out an email today. It was written by the U.S. ambassador to Canada. And he says in this, it's an op-ed, and this op-ed is probably about 15,000 words, maybe, if that. And there's this really interesting part in here that was highlighted by the NASCO group themselves. We didn't do this. He says, while conspiracy theories abound, you can take it to the bank that no one involved in these discussions, being the SPP, is interested in or has ever proposed a North American Union, a North American superhighway, or North American currency. I mean, he mentions the three things right there that are demonstrably provable beyond all reasonable doubt.
Right, right.
It's like a bad magician at a birthday party.
Yeah.
Every one of his tricks fail. I mean, you can see him pulling the rabbit out of his hat, the whole nine yards. I mean, every one of his tricks fail.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, don't look over here. This is my hand. My hand's busy over here.
Yeah, don't look at the man behind the curtain. See what he's doing. And actually, the North American Union Chills, NASCO, is coming to Oklahoma, actually. I got a phone call from a contact up at the Oklahoma Capitol, and because of all this controversy we crazy Oklahomans have stirred up here, NASCO is coming to Oklahoma specifically to answer questions and to lay to rest all these crazy conspiracy theories. And they're going to be coming sometime in late September, but they are still not giving us a date. So I can't tell people when they're coming exactly, and I think part of it's because they don't want a lot of people showing up, but they're going to be here. So if you watch my website, you'll find out whenever these people are going to be in town.
Yeah, OklahomaCorridorWatch.com. So they're coming to town to set us straight.
Exactly.
That might be a night to be down there with a bullhorn.
That's exactly. I'm working on doing something like that myself.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, come to town. This is not a conspiracy theory. No, it's not a theory. It's a conspiracy. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And the executive director of NASCO back earlier this year, she told one of the Oklahoma Senate Commission, she told them that NASCO had no idea what SPP was. They never heard about it before. Well, just recently, an article that Jerome Corsi published just before he went up there to Canada to cover this, about a bunch of documents that have come to light. Well, come to find out, NASCO has been supporting and advocating the results of the SPP for over a year now. So I find it very interesting that their executive director would tell an Oklahoma Senate committee, and I'm pretty certain you're under oath whenever you give testimony, that they never heard of it before. But with here now, all of a sudden, the documents are coming to light showing that, oh, no, you're a liar, just like everybody else.
Yeah, but we're the crazy ones. I mean, don't believe what we read. You're nuts. It's just you're saying it's conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy theory. You need to lock it away. Meanwhile, we're over here, and we're going to take your country away, okay? But you keep thinking this and keep telling everybody, watch them laugh, because that's what we're doing. I mean, you've got Tom Tancredo sitting on the Glenn Beck show for a half hour talking about the fact it's a conspiracy theory. And you've got all these illegal immigration people with this as their central issue, thinking that this guy is the second coming.
Yeah.
And here he is talking about, well, it's not a conspiracy theory. We're going to give away the sovereignty and all that good stuff. It's going to be great for America.
Well, I would like Tancredo to explain to the American people, if it is just a conspiracy theory, why are the borders wide open? What possible reason is there then for the government to leave the borders just wide open to a complete amalgamation of us into one super community?
Right.
I'd love to see his answer to that question.
Yeah, most definitely. And he's not going to give you one because, I mean, shoot. Let's not confuse facts here. We don't let the facts get into any of this stuff. We're just talking, folks. Don't you get it?
Yeah.
I mean, and this, and the thing, and I'm making light of it because it is so absurd.
It is. I mean, if it was anywhere else, you wouldn't take it seriously. If we didn't actually have the documents in our hands, nobody would take it seriously. But that's
no. Yeah, no, it's a conspiracy theory. What do you got there? I got a document that says you're a liar. No, that's a conspiracy. Conspiracy theory. That's a lie right there. Lie from the pit of hell. Get next question, please. Jeez. I mean, you know, and the thing is, the vast majority of the American people will go right along with it, not even thinking, not even nothing, and watch it all go bye-bye, watch as these corridors go through, and just suck the lifeblood out of a local economy. And that's what's going to happen.
Yep. And sadly, it's even people who are well-intentioned and well-informed, like the people who support Tancredo because of the immigration issue. I mean, the people who are on that, they're right about the immigration issue, but they're missing the whole reason why it's happening. And
right.
If Tancredo gets elected, okay, the immigration might stop, It won't, but, you know, there's a possibility there. But the North American Union still won't come.
No, he's going to have buses for him.
Exactly.
Well, they're not coming over the border illegally. They're not streaming through. There's not a mess on the farmer's land anymore. No, we're busing them in. Air conditioning. We're being nice. They got to go work plucking chickens at the Tyson plant.
It's part of those open and secure borders that they're wanting to push.
Well, so once they get on the bus, they can't get off. Not until they've done their 15 hours.
Exactly.
You know, and the thing is, there, you know, a lot of people think that we're racist in all this, but hey, these Mexicans are the ones that are being used and abused.
Exactly.
I mean, they're being treated as slaves.
You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I watched a video of a guy up in Tulsa, the Outreach Patriots.
Right.
You may remember, and he gave a presentation before the Tulsa City Council, saying that exact very thing, is that, you know, people who stand up and say that we're the racists and that we somehow hate these people just because of the color of their skin, it's a total red herring. They're not dealing with the issue because they can't deal with the issue. If we were the racists, we wouldn't be concerned about how this is hurting and damaging Mexicans and Mexican families and the Mexican economy. I mean, if we were the real racists, we'd think this is great.
Yeah, bring them on. But I mean, you've got stories all the time of these Mexican women being sexually assaulted by guys, and there's nothing they can do about it. So they just have to let it continue because they're here illegally.
Right.
You know, it's absolutely, you know, and yeah, you most people are going to love it. If they weren't here legally, it wouldn't be happening now, would it? No, but I understand that. But still, it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right for people to be abused and used because they're going to come across the border to try to make a better life. I mean, it's just like in the Great Depression. You ever seen the movie The Grapes of Wrath?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you've got the Jode family that traveled from Oklahoma all the way up to California. Well, what happens is you've got the surplus of workers, and they'll bring everybody into the little work camp with the promise of a decent wage, and after they're there 2 or 3 days, they drop the wage.
Exactly.
And so you're stuck. Because you don't have enough money to get out of there, and so all you can do is try to pick as many pizzas as you possibly can to make your penny a box. I mean, it's just absolutely insane, and that's what's being done to them. And then in the end, that's what's going to be done to us, because we're going to be clamoring for the same jobs, because there won't be any decent jobs left in this country, and it's going to be us picking pizzas for a penny a box.
Exactly. It's the absolute destruction of the middle class, and that's what's coming.
Yeah, and it's blended all together. You have the middle class end up with those below the poverty level, and then you've got this rich group that continues to get richer.
Yep.
I mean, the divide has grown year after year after year.
And the supreme irony of it all is that it's being sold to us. Our very destruction is being sold to us in the name of high paying jobs and improving the economy. Every single
right.
time.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Oh.
NAFTA's going to be a great thing for us. GATT's going to be a great thing for us. I mean, all this stuff that's supposed to be a great, huge thing, this benefit for us, every time it's turned out not to be. I mean, as soon as NAFTA comes in, boom, manufacturing jobs in this country start to leave. Out of here. And now, you know, they're saying in the next 10 to 20 years, another 40 million jobs are going to be gone, Adam. And those are going to be the white-collar type jobs, IT, those type of things. They're out of here.
I can't imagine what that's going to do. And at the same time those jobs are disappearing, millions of people are coming across that border every day looking for work.
Exactly. And the only building that you see going on and the only growth you see going on is the latest chain restaurant to pop up on the main drag. That's all you see.
It really is. There is absolutely no industry left in this country. I mean, all you ever see is the new Chili's going in.
Right.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with Chili's, but whenever that's the only thing, that's not good.
Well, and here's the deal. There's a new restaurant that came to town in my little burg here a couple of months ago. And we've been in there maybe a half a dozen times. And every time we've been in there, they've not had any of the same waiters or waitresses. Every time it's different. You know, and you go in, we'll go in roughly the same time of week and everything where you expect to kind of see the same people there. No, because there's so many people that are out looking for work, even though the numbers don't say so.
Right.
That they just turn them over.
Exactly. I mean, it's just like during like you said during the Depression, the same type of abuses are happening and are going to become more prevalent even now.
Right. And then for people, it's going to be few and far between whether or not they can get help, they can get their health benefits.
Right.
You know, and I mean, you've already got insurance plans now that are becoming more and more restrictive. Like my wife broke her foot. And so they send us over because they don't want to cast them anymore. They put them in these walking boots now. And so I mean, I would prefer the $5 with a plaster as opposed to this $90 freaking boot.
Right.
That we'll use one time and throw out. So we go over and we get the boot, and we're there, and they're saying, well, you're considered out of network. Well, wait a minute, my doctor's sitting across the freaking street, and he's in network. But the place where you go get the walking boot because your foot's broke is out of network. We asked them, how much does it cost? They said $90. So we'll pay the $90. We're out of here.
Right.
Because it was going to take them over 30 minutes just to find out if they were going to be able to get it approved because it was out of network.
That is insane. That's crazy. I mean, I don't like Michael Moore's politics on a lot of things, but, I mean, he highlighted a very significant problem that we have in this country with his most recent film. And I may not agree with his solution at all, but he did highlight a problem we have.
Right.
And I mean, whenever you have 9/11 workers who can't get help from the very people who are theoretically supposed to be helping them, it's no wonder that average people like you and I can't get help without going through a whole mess of crap.
Oh, I know. It's absolutely, absolutely incredible. I mean, all the hoops you've got to jump through for this and for that, and then they don't want to pay it. I mean, and the thing is, you know, you could have the greatest insurance policy in the world that says that after you've met your deductible, they pay all of it. Boom. No, the bills just keep on coming. I mean, the whole insurance thing's a scam. And the healthcare system we have now, it's nothing but a game just to suck money out of your wallet.
And it's good at it.
Oh, man, is it ever good at it. I mean, see, you can't buy medicine. You can't get anything that you need. You can't go to a doctor unless you've got insurance because nobody can afford it. Oh, yeah, I can go to the emergency room. But,
right.
You know, I may or may not get good care there, depending on how busy they are.
Exactly. Like that case we all saw just the other, I mean, I think it was last month or so, about the woman who died in the emergency room because nurses and doctors were walking around her and they just didn't help her. I mean,
right.
Going to the emergency room, unfortunately, is no longer a guarantee of getting help because only one instance made the national news. But there were a lot of instances that occurred in a relatively short period of time where people went to a hospital and ended up either dead or having very severe damage because they were sitting in an emergency room and couldn't get help.
Right. Yeah, they got there. Now sit down and wait.
Yeah.
But you don't get a discount for your time. Our time's worth money, but not yours. You can just go straight to hell or go have a seat in our lobby out there. By the way, we got TV on, but we're showing Barney.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's how it is. I mean, it's like you go to a doctor's office, they'll tell you to be there at a certain time. If you're more than 5 minutes late, they cancel your appointment and charge you. So you go in and you sit down, And you go in and you sit down. You wait an hour in the lobby. Then they call you back and you think, oh, wow, I'm about to get serviced here. And then they have you sit on the little table with a nice white piece of paper sheet so you don't soil the little thing. And then you wait another 30 minutes in a nice cold room. Then some little nurse comes in, takes your blood pressure, takes your vitals, walk out, it's another 30 minutes. Doctor comes in, graciously gives you 15 minutes of his time. If you're lucky, if he hasn't left three times during the whole affair, you don't get a chance to ask any questions. None of it. Oh, by the way, pay on your way out. Thank you very much.
Exactly. That's what passes for health care in this country.
Exactly.
It's unreal.
There are 40 other countries ahead of us as far as life expectancy is concerned. 40 other countries.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is help people in the emergency room, and already you've made an improvement over the United States of America.
Yeah, no joke. No joke. All right, we're going to take a break. 800-313-9443. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Try. No.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Just imagine a world without the North American Union. I can. It's easy if you try. It certainly is. You know, we get into the healthcare conversation, Adam, and it just shows you that the only people who benefit from things like the North American Union are governments and the corporations themselves.
Exactly. It really is. I mean, the more I look around and see who's benefiting from this, it is best summed up by what Eisenhower says. It's the military-industrial complex. They're the ones making the money. They're the ones getting the contracts. I was reading documents today, and the people who are going to be responsible for putting together this biometric RFID global tracking system along I-35,
right,
Lockheed Martin. I mean, it's
sure
the military-industrial complex all the way. Who's benefiting from this?
Well, right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, because, hey, you know, we got to keep it close to home.
Yeah.
Well, the war's not going so well in Iraq. Tanks aren't a big need over there. We don't need aircraft carriers. So we got to come up with something else. So, yeah, RFID, that's the way to go. And keep all these big guys, got to keep them cooking.
Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, they've scratched their backs. Now we're scratching theirs.
Yep, and the groundwork for the North American Union is being laid very quickly because, I mean, these documents I'm reading, Lockheed Martin has been at this for over a year now, and what they're wanting to do is they're putting together what they're actually calling the Excellence Center. The Center in Excellence is the actual name of this organ group that they're putting together, and in it is going to be the complete and total amalgamation of all data about vehicles, individuals, video cameras, everything along I-35 from all the way down way south in Mexico, one of the ports on the Pacific coast in Mexico, up to Manitoba, and it is all going to be coming into this one place ran by Lockheed Martin, and all the information is going to be standardized to global standards so it can be accessible by all, and they actually say they're integrating it with law enforcement. I mean, they're sitting here telling us, oh, it's just for our transportation, but here on the side, we're also going to integrate with law enforcement and collect your biometric data and have you on videotape. Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, oh, yeah, didn't I see you on I-35 earlier? Yep, that's it. You know, the only thing I got to say is thank God for Texas. I mean, if it weren't for the people with Texas, you know, down there with Quarter Watch down there, Sal Costello and some others down there, we would be in deep doo-doo at this point.
Absolutely. Oh, man, what they've done with the amount of time that they had to organize resistance, it's just been astounding, the type of response that they've been able to put together against all this. I mean, they've literally set the standard for everybody else in this country to try to meet. Amazing.
Yeah, it is, and they've done great work, and that's why we're still able to sit here and talk about the fact that it hasn't been implemented yet. All right, hour number one is done. We're going to come back here in just a minute. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Talking with Adam Rott of OklahomaCorridorWatch.com. Back in just a minute.
It's true.